Okay, here. Well, it looks like, you know, 22's had fun here. 22's Visser. I pretty well let Visser run wild here. Visser let me go ahead and say a few things. Of course, not near as much as Visser is saying on my show, of course. But in case, Moan Pisser Possum had Obagender Bender and the Pisser Possum show. And I found it, well, mildly amusing. You don't worry about Visser because, I mean, you gotta laugh here. Visser, if you actually had a white convert, you'd have to worry whether or not that white convert's gonna go ahead and scrag his red nigger ass. You know what I mean? His red nigger Jumo engine ass. Obagender Bender doesn't want to actually have anybody around it. Heck. You know, one woman named Mary Jane something or another tried to meet with Obagender Bender. Obagender Bender wouldn't have it here. So Obagender Bender and Visser aren't really running a show unless they have it with fellow Mamsers or Melungeons or what have you. Anyway, probably would burn Visser's ass here that we had. I had quite a few more people listening on tonight's show than Visser ever had. Ain't any time soon here. But on the other hand, I hadn't had a show for a week. And, well, in case, a lot of people want to hear what I had to say about Derek Black here. And it gets pretty well brought into this red nigger, Mamser, Visser's nonsense here. Visser knows what the truth is, and, you know, sometimes he'll go ahead and talk about the truth. Most of the time, just simply lies here. Anyway, white nationalism, you have about everybody showing up, and they try to define white nationalism as what they want it to mean that will make them be in charge of it. In the case of Don Black, he had a whole bunch of old time, you know, people who'd been in it for a while. Not really the old timers. Most of the old timers were in it long before the internet came around, and they're not comfortable with the internet. These are people who'd been with it for a while. And most of them are altogether fake. Be it David Duke, be it Don Black, you know, David Duke's little dog. And, essentially, Derek Black was just a little wigger who wanted to get in along just fine. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is just playing him, which is, well, to be expected. But when it comes down to it, David Duke is not a key leader of anything. He just runs a Todd Corral, and you have a bunch of newbies who want to get into Christian identity, or not Christian identity, but into white nationalism. He has this here little meerkat who's married to the ex sexual mascot of the Washington State Klan, Debbie Downey, and Don Black allows him to pretend to be Christian identity. Mark Downey isn't really Christian identity. He follows this nonsense where there is no devil, and that, actually it's a Unitarian view, is that there's no devil, that men are bad because they have bad feelings and bad impulses. Well, no. Christian identity is a matter of blood. You have to be of the blood of Adam, through Seth, through Noah, through Shem, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. Visser, you know, being a Mongol, has a bit of Edomite blood, but, you know, mainly it's just nigger and red nigger. Got enough to suppose he's a sort of light-colored engine nigger. His full-blood brother is, you know, Sean Aaron Visser is darker, and doesn't even want to pretend to be that. So you have Visser, you have all these other characters pretend to be something they're not. As far as white nationalism, I mean, Don Black uses it as a means of making money. I think he's a Zogba. I think he gets paid a salary, and the Zog pays for his forum and data mines looking for Uyghurs who are into pretending to be white nationalists or whatever. He has a bunch of other tards who do not believe in freedom of speech, don't believe in anything they claim they believe in. And so you should avoid people like that. They're not for real. They're just going to get you in trouble. Don Black, or as they call him, Milton Monster. I mean, he screwed up. His wife was David Duke's ex-wife. And so Don Black went ahead and married her. And she, from what I gather, teaches handicapped Niglet children. As if, you know, it's going to go ahead and all this education is going to turn him into a white man. Well, no, it's not. These creatures aren't white. This ain't white. So what to go ahead and pretend to? Why bother? These talk show shows, they should be for entertainment. These forums should be for entertainment. Those of you who really want to learn, I mean, about Christian identity, y'all listen to my Tuesday night show, Understanding Dual Seedline Christian Identity, which is number 124251. And Logan Hunter's show, which is 116732. You know, this number is 111132. Four ones and a 3-2. And this show is about talking about what's going on in the bowel movement. Folks, you're not going to get anywhere by hanging around, you know, posting onto forums, getting your IP number tracked and then found out by Zog Babylon. You're not going to benefit from that at all. So why should you do it? What I advocate is that you should be, if you're white, you should be someone who understands the local evil and the local evildoers, and you put them to death when you get a chance. I mean, this southern guy who called into Carolyn Yentas and said, hey, I'm just going to wait till the chaos starts, and then I'm just going to go ahead and kill the niggers and the, you know, the niggers and the beaners and, you know, the black and brown scum here. Because there won't be any law and order to keep me from doing that. I'm going to deal with it then. And that is the actual attitude to take. Don't treat them like white people. Because they're not. But folks, you shouldn't treat Uyghurs as white people because they're not either. So, is that news guy, pal? Dembski is different than news guy here. Alright? I'm looking, the Piss Possum knows dang well that Dembski and news guy and the intern, they're Jews, and hey, you know, he's a Jew himself. So he wants to go ahead and hang around them, okay? So, where am I at here? Never seen a picture of Robe Gender Bender? Well, the picture of Robe Gender Bender, it was a picture Robe Gender Bender was going to use against Sean Britton. So I went ahead and took it and used it against Robe Gender Bender. Against Robe Gender Bender. Robe Gender Bender doesn't want anything. Robe Gender Bender likes impersonating females here. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Folks, don't, you know, if you follow white nationalism, you're not going to get anything out of it. There's nobody who has any political organization. They're just, I was listening to Covington's talk about Matthew Heim, Heim something or another here. And this Matthew guy doesn't know, he's going, trying to do the political thing. It's not going to work. Of all the people who have, who have been in Christian identity, white nationalism, I think I've run the most for governor, for United States senator, for sheriff, for county commissioner, state rep, whatever, more than anybody else has. And essentially it's gotten to where they don't even allow me to run anymore for state or federal or local office. Essentially, the electoral system is closed to white men. The only point that you have is to pay the taxes and obey, the laws when they're trying to go ahead and suck everything you have from you. Don't do it. Okay? Don't do it. In case here, well, it looks like the Pisser Possum has decided to leave for a while here. I guess the Pisser Possum, a bridge digit's gotten home from the truck stop. Alright? In case, this is pretty well the last call if anybody wants to call in. I don't think anybody does. But what I'm going to do is, essentially stay away from white nationalism. If you're into Christian identity, you can listen to some of me and Logan's programs. You can listen to Bertrand Comparé. But listen to someone like Eli James, you're listening to a Sephardic Chicago Jew. You listen to Fink, you listen to a Jersey City Ashkenazi Jew. You listen to Visser, you listen to a Sephardic Melungeon Jew. Why in the world bother listen to what a Jew or a mongrel say about anything, much less about Christian identity? Alright? So, in any case, folks, I'm going to, don't follow leaders or feed a parking meter, says you. Well, I don't know about feed a parking meter. Pretty well, the parking meters are pretty well gone because what's left of downtown needs all the customers they can get. Alright? Anyway, folks, I think, what I urge you to do is the $60 you send for Stormfront, you could buy a good deal of grain at a feed store. You could buy a grain mill for your grain. You could buy a bunch of Walmart 5-gallon plastic buckets with lids. You could buy some dry ice. You could do something. You could do a good deal. Folks, I've looked at the sustaining members, sub form of Stormfront. I've looked at the moderating things, thanks to Liar Bill, Mumps Nuts to Clueless. These people are idiots. These people are boring. They're not even worth reading. So why worry about it? Don Black will go ahead and feed the tards who pay him money a bunch of shit, which is fine. Outside that, why you gotta worry about being banned if you go ahead and talk about his worthless son, Derek Black. Don Black's son is, Derek Black is just a wigger. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Heck, wiggerdom, I have, let me see. 3 out of 3 of my nephews are wiggers. 1 out of 1 of my surviving brothers is a wigger. Moses' grandson Jonathan was a wigger. Moses couldn't keep wiggers out of his family. So what to do? The answer is stop worrying about it. Just do something useful. Save your own life. Go ahead and look at your family and friends and figure out which ones you want to take with you. And do so. Save your own life. Don't worry about Zog Babylon. It needs to be destroyed, and it will be. Zog is falling apart. Okay? Well, you know, that girl's Catholic. I don't worry about it. Folks, I look forward to the Great Tribulation. I look forward to the end of the world as we know it. Because I don't like it. I hate the creatures who destroyed my family. Did their best to go ahead and throw me in, you know, throw me in prison. Have me murdered there. They need to die, they and their families. But folks, don't worry about it. Things will go ahead and set themselves right eventually. Okay? You're an idiot. No, well, look, this stupid skank who's going ahead, I let her go ahead and speak. She has all sorts of notions here. The world's going to end for her when she dies. When she dies, she's dead. I mean, shoot. At best, she's a Whigger. At worst, she's just another, you know, Catholic mongrel. She has no life outside of today and now. Why worry about it? Okay? Anyway, just like everyone else. No, every mongrel's death is like another mongrel's death. You're right. But I'm a better breed than you. So, you know, hey, whatever. Any case, yeah, these critters here. Life is for living. Oh, good Lord. You can tell, you know, here it is Sunday night. She probably don't have a job. Don't have a boyfriend. I mean, heck. She's on here tonight. The old vibrator's batteries are dead. I mean, she doesn't know what to do with herself. Poor little critter. Anyway, folks, save your own life. Save those of your family and friends who are worth saving. You know, be, insofar as possible, just like this guy from the South who called up to Carolyn Yentas and said, hey, I'm just waiting for a collapse to occur, and then afterwards I'm going to be killing niggers and beaners. Carolyn Yenta didn't like it, but folks, this is good advice as anything can be. Anyway, well, I guess I end up having a bunch of tards in. Anyway, folks, don't look like anybody's going to call in, so I think I'm going to call it a night. I'm glad I got in a, what, 4-hour and some odd show. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
Call recording has been completed.